Israel has dispatched top-level diplomats to meet UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in New York. They're concerned about the scheduled fact-finding mission to the Jenin refugee camp. The mission is due to arrive Saturday to look into Israel's assault on the camp. Palestinian leaders have called it a massacre. They say hundreds of people were killed, including civilians. Israel denies the charges, as NPR's Ann Garrels reports from Jerusalem.
As he headed for New York, Ambassador Alan Baker, legal advisor to Israel's foreign ministry, complained Israel had not been consulted in the selection of the UN team. Baker also complained Secretary General Kofi Annan suddenly exceeded the mandate of the Security Council. Specifically, Baker said Annan spoke of findings and conclusions which anticipate a judgment and not merely a compilation of fact.
Because, as I said, we saw that this was, over the last few days, becoming fuzzy. And things were being added to it, and Jenin was the first stage, and perhaps there'd be another stage. So this was not what we agreed to. This was not what we welcomed. This was not what we accepted to cooperate with initially.
On Monday, Mr. Annan selected Martti Ahtisaari, the former president of Finland, to head the team. It includes Sadako Ogata, a former United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and Cornelio Sumaruga, a former head of the International Committee of the Red Cross. Though there are advisors on military, police, and forensics issues, Baker said Israel had hoped military and anti-terrorism experts would be the leading members. Unofficially, Israelis say there was considerable alarm the backgrounds of Ms. Ogata and Mr. Sumaruga in humanitarian work would make them receptive to the charges of international aid workers. They say Israel, at the very least, was responsible for excessive force. Secretary General Annan has said he would consider adding experts, although he will not remove anyone now in the group. The team is gathering in Geneva, although it's unclear if Israel will allow them to proceed on Saturday as scheduled. Israel's defense minister has said Israel intends to cooperate, but he said the team should not travel until everything is clarified. Asked if Israel is objecting to the members and plans to block their way, Baker had only this to say.
I don't think so. I wouldn't think that would happen. What we are interested in is enhancing the expertise, the military expertise.
Far from having something to hide, as Palestinians charge, Baker said Israel is anxious to present its case. He says no more than 80 Palestinians were killed in the Jenin operation, mainly gunmen. But he said Israel wants to make sure it's not being set up. Given Israel's history of problems with the UN, Baker said there's good reason to worry about a trap. The dispute over the UN team coincides with the arrival of two diplomatic missions, one from the European Union and another composed of foreign ministers from Greece and Turkey. They're meeting with both Yasser Arafat and top Israeli officials. In Bethlehem, negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians continue over the standoff at the Church of the Nativity. Some 200 Palestinian gunmen have been holed up there for 3 weeks, along with clerics, local officials, and civilians. The Palestinian side is proposing that 30 gunmen, wanted by Israel, be jailed in the Gaza Strip. The Israelis have demanded that the men be put on trial in Israel or exiled. These face-to-face negotiations, which began yesterday, provide the first hint of a solution to the siege. Reports from inside the church indicate the conditions are now appalling. Overnight, Israelis shot an armed Palestinian standing near a window in the church. Two Palestinian policemen surrendered, saying they were ill. The sieges in Bethlehem and Ramallah, where Yasser Arafat is cooped up with as many as 300 Palestinians, have become the major unfinished business of the huge Israeli army incursions into the West Bank cities and towns. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Jerusalem.